Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is a new Netflix film based on the play of the same name by August Wilson. It focuses on Viola Davis's character, Ma Rainey, that is, who was an influential blues singer in 1920s Chicago. Indeed, Viola Davis is tipped to win an Oscar for her portrayal of the title character of the film. Anyway, the film shows how singer Ma Rainey grapples for power amongst her white producers and an overconfident young trumpeter, Levy Green, that is, played by the late Chadwick Boseman. I had the opportunity to chat with Viola Davis and director George C. Wolfe just a little while ago. So let's hear from Viola Davis first. But first, actually, a little clip from the movie, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom.
A one, a two, a you know what to do.
This would be an empty world without the blues. I try to take that emptiness and fill it up with something. They want to call me Mother Blues, that's all right with me. It don't hurt none.
Viola, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. Listen, in this movie, you are the mother of the blues, and you want to push back against this kind of potential upstager and that. But do you realize that, like, with Bessie Smith on the way, that he might just be the future?
Oh, yeah, I think I realize that. Absolutely. I think that there's a fear in me because I realize that. You know, in a very short period of time after this, I will be rendered extinct. You know, I always use a Carrie Fisher quote of, all fame is obscurity waiting to happen. And that's really brutal. And I think that's probably why she pushes back with Levy a lot too. I think there's a sense of fear and fear there.
Yeah, maybe so. But I mean, the pushing back is not a bad thing. I mean, like, you stifle his creativity in order to enforce your rights and power to place your own first. But it's not jealousy or ego, or it's not a question of respect. You know, it's you know, a partnership basically is better for all of you.
Well, yeah, it's a partnership. But I mean, here's the thing. I personally, as Viola, would not want anybody in my group that didn't respect me. And I think that when you enter the story, there is a lack of respect coming from Levy. The Ma has given him this opportunity, and what he's done with it is he's taken it and he's using it to disrespect her by changing the arrangements of her song without her permission, by this sense of entitlement that she already has. And a lot of that surpasses race and goes into sort of that generational disconnect that the young people have with people that have gone before them. And I think that's a huge part of what drives the narrative too, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. But then again, you have value in the eyes of white people in this because you sing, and you sing so well, etc. Do you think it's not going too far to say singing is an extension of your soul?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that that's her ticket into significance, is her singing. That's it. And I think that her singing has value to white people, but she doesn't. They could give a crap about her. I mean, I think that people could probably say that today too, but this is on a whole different level. And this is someone who, it's like, she can't even copyright her songs. So, yeah, I think that's the only value she has with white people, is her her voice.
Yeah, but do you think there's a connection between the two of you that some people mightn't see? I mean, like, you know, do you live in two different worlds all the time? And if you do, Levy does as well, like, without really being able to trust anybody in either.
Yeah, absolutely. We live in two different worlds. I'm living in two different worlds now. Yeah. You know, my personal life and my public life. You know, and they're living in two different worlds in terms of, I mean, you could say two different worlds, or you could just say one world, and that's a world where they're just not valued. They're Black people living in white America where they are not valued. Now, within themselves, yeah, they have their own value, they have their own autonomy, but, you know, you have Levy that is very young, and he's also being driven by trauma that he can't reconcile. You know, so there's a lot of things going on with him. This is someone who has to make his dreams work or else he will die.
Yeah. Well, then in your performance, finally, it just, you know, as we see Viola Davis playing Ma Rainey on the screen, I mean, are you aware that if you're kind of, if you feel that you're forced to glare at somebody or give out to somebody, that in that performance, we need to feel the history that your character has endured to cultivate that persona, if you like, in order to preserve your soul, your dignity, your autonomy, in order to be who you are?
Absolutely. You have to be, you have to learn that history. And I think that you do in the stories of the men. I think that you see it when you're first introduced to her with the car accident.
Yeah.
You definitely see it with how Irvin and Sturdy Vant, how they treat her. I think you get a sense of that. I think you get a sense of it with her and what she says. You know, I taught Bessie Smith. Bessie Smith is not better than me. I came first, you know? And so you get a whole sense of not just her and why she does what she does, but in the context of the world she's operating in. I think that August does that beautifully.
Indeed, and so do you. Congratulations, Viola. Thank you for talking to us, and good luck at the Oscars.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And that was Academy Award winner Viola Davis talking about her role as Ma Rainey in the new Netflix film Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. And we're going to stick with that now and hear from director George C. Wolfe talking about Ma Rainey herself and how she feels threatened by the future generation of musicians. You know, like, one thing about Viola's character here, one thing about Ma, is that she lives in a world kind of all the time and then another world. In other words, two worlds. But so does Livy. So, like, you know, without really being able to kind of trust anybody in either one, there is a connection between the two, the way they both approach life, isn't there?
Well, I think I think they are. I mean, one of the tragedies and the unfortunate dynamics of the story is that Ma, I think, is very threatened by the future because Bessie Smith is usurping her in record sales, and Levy is musically a part of the future, but he's so aggressive and disrespectful. And the unfortunate thing, and he has none of the skill set that she has. And the unfortunate thing is that given the temperament of their personalities or given the various traumas that they have each experienced, if they could have come together, they could have provided the other with information. But because of ego and threatened and the war of trying to be an artist and surviving, They can't receive the information that the other person has.
Yeah, and the tragedy there is that part of her job is to give young black men a chance to shine. And, you know, she also gives it to Levy, but he can't see that.
Well, I don't think she thinks it's part of her job to allow black people to shine. I think she's giving them employment. She is paying them. She's taking care of them. And now do what I say. I don't think she has I think there's incredible generosity of spirit that you see with her and her nephew. But I think she has an understanding. The band stands back here and I am center stage. I think there is, without question, she has a sense. She has a sense of her own significance and her own power. She is nurturing and supportive of those who are acutely aware of the roles that they must play. And Levy is an innovator, and she has no tolerance for that. She is the innovation.
Yeah, exactly. And like, this is an accompaniment situation for the musicians. It's not meant to let anybody stand out in any way at all. She is a diva. She flaunts it, and she does that to survive. But, like, you know, do you think she has value in the eyes of white people by singing, and singing is an extension of her soul, or do you think that's a bit too much?
Well, I think she understands the complication very well. She is singing her truth, but when she comes north, she has to negotiate with the white power structure that is the music industry. And when she's in the south touring around, she does not. She is her own boss. And so she understands, and I think she has, on a certain level, an authentic friendship with Irving, her manager, but there are limitations because of the time and because of their position, by virtue of him being agent, her being talent, by virtue of him being white, by virtue of her being black, by him being male, by her being female. So they, I think he respects her and values her as much, and she respects and values him as much as they possibly can. But at the same time, there is this tension between them that is based on all of the above.
Of course. And Chadwick, working with Chadwick, was that a great experience for you?
It was a joyful experience, digging inside and going on the journey with him. He, a smart artist, a gifted artist, a generous artist, and a ferociously committed to embodying the truth of his character, no matter how raw or painful it was. And okay, well, he did it unapologetically.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed for talking to us, George, and congratulations and good luck at the Oscars.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Dave Fanning, Weekends on 2FM.